Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating Trump and the ties with Russia. Now, specifically, the spotlight right now is on someone named Paul Manafort. If you're like me, you never heard of Paul Manafort before this, but the whole nation is talking about this literally almost every single day for the past couple weeks. So let's talk about this. Good morning and welcome to the Daily Wake Up. David Rostosky here in our 10-minute daily show. Our full-length episodes on channel perspectives and grounded spirituality come out every Sunday, but on the weekdays, we're diving into the news and current events to find new perspectives and collective trends, knowing it's entirely possible to be both informed and empowered. Paul Manafort is currently on trial for over 18 counts of tax evasion and bank fraud, and it's all over the news. But who is Paul Manafort? Why does anyone care? Yes, this is a huge case involving millions of dollars, but why is this such a huge thing right now? Let's start with a brief overview of the landscape. Paul Manafort's trial is massively public for literally one reason only: Mueller's Russia investigation. Paul Manafort worked on the Trump campaign for 5 months and was present at the Trump Tower meeting with Russian officials that we talked about before, and has very specific ties with Russia. This is going to be a two-part series. Today, we're going to talk about who is Paul Manafort. We're going to talk about some of his background and the case itself. And tomorrow, we're going to talk about Paul Manafort's links with Russia and a little bit of the surrounding landscape with why this matters and where things are with this Russia investigation. So, so fascinating. So I found this Vox article, VOX, that really blew out everything to a level that allowed me to put together some of the pieces that I'd been reading. So I'm going to link this in the description today and tomorrow, but I just wanted to mention that first, that it's so difficult to find things on this. And I think that's why I feel so inspired just to really lay out the landscape here, because for someone who isn't watching the news, who hears Paul Manafort, here's this thing that's happening with this trial, Trump's colluding, there's all these things, Trump saying he's not colluding, there's a sea of information and it can be hard to even make sense of this. So let's dive in a little bit and look at the landscape. Robert Mueller is pressing in on the Trump campaign right now, piece by piece. He has been investigating some other individuals, but this is really the first big public trial. And literally, this blew my mind. Paul Manafort is facing over 300 years in prison, so multiple life sentences in prison. And one could guess that Mueller's angle on this is to have Paul Manafort incriminate Trump in some way on the Russian campaign. Right. If there was something happening with Trump and Russia, it's very likely that this guy, Paul Manafort, would know something about this. And this is for a few reasons. One, he was the head of the campaign. So he worked on the Trump campaign for 5 months. He was in very close proximity to Trump and to the entire campaign. Two, he was at this Trump Tower meeting. This Trump Tower meeting was where Russian officials contacted Trump's son and said, hey, we have some incriminating evidence on Hillary that we'd love to give you. And they all met there. So that was a big focal point of this investigation. It continues to be a big focal point of this investigation. But Paul Manafort also has monetary ties with Russia, and that's something we're going to get in on a deeper level tomorrow. But for now, what we'll just say is that Paul Manafort has some very specific ties to Russia and to Ukraine. There's a lot of influence of Russia on Paul Manafort. So to look at this totality of this landscape, it makes sense why Mueller would be investigating Paul Manafort in particular for this Russia collusion whole investigation. And that's really why this is such a big deal, because Paul Manafort has ties with Russia and worked on the campaign for 5 months and was present at one of the biggest focal points of this entire investigation, the Trump Tower meeting. But what's so odd is that Paul Manafort hasn't said anything about Trump, and that this entire investigation, all of these 20 charges are about past things. This entire case has nothing to do with Trump right now. All of these charges, these federal charges, including tax evasion and bank fraud, they are all having to do with Paul Manafort's past. So to really look at this, we have to kind of break down Paul Manafort's past into these three kind of core chapters that are here. Vox did an incredible job at breaking this down. So the first piece of his story is decades of Republican campaign and lobbying work. He rose to fame in the party through his work for Ford's 1976 and Reagan's 1980 presidential campaigns. And he started a PR firm alongside his campaign colleague to kind of cash in on all of his success that he had with these two presidential campaigns. Now, this firm became infamous for representing really kind of shady dudes, controversial authoritarian regimes, opposition leaders, clients like President Ferdinand Marcos of the Philippines and guerrilla leader Jonas Savimbi of Angola. Manafort also during this time was kind of jumping back to the U.S. to help with some Republican campaigns, such as to manage the Republican convention in 1996. So that's kind of the first big chunk of this. He worked on these presidential campaigns and he started this PR firm. Now, there's also this Ukraine period, and this is really where lots of things start to get a little bit iffy and where this investigation's really looking at right now. By around 2004, Manafort was turning his sights to bigger paydays and was advising oligarchs in the former Soviet Union. And he was teaching them how to master tumultuous democratic politics. He advised a Russian billionaire, but eventually his efforts went to Ukraine. He landed a hefty contract to be able to advise the pro-Russian political party in Ukraine, and that party was extremely unpopular at first, but eventually rose to power in the 2010 election, where Yanukovych eventually rose into power. But in 2014, 4 years later, demonstrators forced Yanukovych out of power, and Yanukovych fled to Russia. So this Russian billionaire that he was advising before he went into Ukraine, Oleg Deripaska, ended up turning on him. They had a falling out that ended in a lawsuit, and Deripaska said that Manafort cheated him of millions of dollars. So at this point, his biggest client fell out of power, and he had this lawsuit, and the FBI was starting to look into some of his affairs. Now, at this point, even with all these ties to Russia, even with all these things happening, he ended up going into the campaign of Donald Trump. So the third chapter of his kind of career is the Trump campaign and all of the stuff that's come afterwards. March 28th, 2016, Trump announced that he'd hired Manafort and that his job at first was just to lead a delegate wrangling operation, but he eventually, essentially, was just running the campaign. He was officially named campaign chair and chief strategist in May of 2016 and ran the effort through the last few primaries and the Republican convention. Now, just a few months later, everything started to kind of fall apart. Trump was sinking in the polls and ended up turning elsewhere. Trump brought in Steve Bannon and Kellyanne Conway to take over, and Manafort was forced out. So he was just on the campaign for 5 months. But then, as 2017 went along, Manafort came under scrutiny in the investigation by Robert Mueller, which eventually led to his indictment in last October, and then more charges being added in February and again in June for various reasons. So the past couple of weeks, Paul Manafort's been on trial, and this has been specifically about money. Now, because of the nature of these charges, he had to be tried where he actually lived, which is in Virginia. So this trial is taking place in Virginia, and the rest of the charges, seven other charges, are being tried in September in Washington, D.C. But this trial that just went on in and of itself has brought out so much about Paul Manafort, and it's worth knowing a bit of what's happening here, just a little bit of a brief overview. So one of the most jarring things that came out about this was hackers ended up actually breaking into Manafort's daughter's phone and published 3,000 of her texts on the dark web. The transcripts included things like, "Don't fool yourself, that money we have is blood money. You know he's killed people in Ukraine knowingly." His daughter was texting another one of his daughters, and they were talking about their dad. There was this text that blew my mind. It said something along the lines of, "He's a blood-sucking tyrant. He's the worst, and we're doing nothing about it. We just continue to sit down, take it, and eat the lobster." And something about that picture, like sitting and eating lobster in this really pristine, beautiful house worth millions of dollars with his family, and they're all sitting there, and his daughters are secretly texting, like, "Our dad is the worst dude ever." There's this picture that's starting to be painted about Paul Manafort. I mean, of course, this is dragging in some of his personal life as well, but to really look at the totality of this, we have this man who helped some presidential campaigns back in the 70s and then ended up helping Russian billionaires and Ukrainian presidents and then came back into the U.S. to help with the Trump campaign. We're starting to see this picture not only of all the things that Paul Manafort's being tried of, but also very kind of shady things underneath the surface and specific ties to Russia. All of these links are really pointing towards there's something happening here with Russia, and we want to find out, Mueller wants to find out, by really pressing into Manafort and really seeing what's happening here. So the prosecutors went at it for something like 11 days against Manafort. And it was just announced that the defense actually had no witnesses. So either they didn't have anyone to bring up, like no one wanted to vouch for his character, because this is such a almost like runaway case where it looks like all the odds are against him. Maybe no one wanted to come on and kind of put their name on the defense of Paul Manafort. Or they just strategically thought that it wouldn't be good to bring someone on. It would just continue to muddle the facts, and they just wanted to kind of let things go. But if he's going to be charged on all counts, he's facing up to a maximum sentence of 305 years in prison. So this is a bit of the landscape. This is what's been happening with Paul Manafort. This is who he is. This is a bit of his background. And tomorrow we're going to dive in a little bit more with his ties with Russia, because all of this really begs the question, why is he being tried by Mueller as a part of this Russia investigation? Like, yes, there's something here, but why? Why does this have to do with the Russia investigation other than just these loose ties? So we're going to talk a little bit more about the Russia investigation and some potential angles by Mueller a little bit more tomorrow. But for today, that's today's Daily Wake Up. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and for telling a friend about this podcast. Remember, everything in the news is just a sign of awareness and the first step to change. That feels extremely important today. Stay informed, and even more importantly, stay empowered, courageous, and hopeful, and radiate that beautiful light of yours out into the world today. See you tomorrow.